Tim and Shinai and Gimel, we're going to be learning a little bit more about two chatzeros, which you want to merge from elf chatzeros. So two chatzeros, which you want to make an elf chatzeros. So the concept is again the same. If you want to have a, if you want to be able to carry from one chatzah to another chatzah, so what you've got to do is you need to make an elf chatzeros. So the cases discussed previously in earlier Simonim are two back gardens, had a fence in between, what do you do about it? Or perhaps there's or perhaps there is a, what else was there? Oh, these scenarios in which you want to be able to make an Erev Chatzeres with your neighbor. And the rule of thumb is, and that's really the key point, you can only make an Erev Chatzeres with your neighbor if, assuming there's two chatzeros, if there is a Pesach in between, an entrance in between. So the conventional situation is if there's a door in between, then you can merge, you can make a chatzeros. Maybe a little bit more of a chiddush is if there's a ladder, that will work as well. We spoke about various steps, etc., that will enable you to climb over, and therefore you can make an Erev Chatzeres. We even spoke about a tree. What happens if there's a tree and you can climb over? Various scenarios if you've got two back gardens and you want to merge into Erev Chatzeres. Tonight, in Simon Shina and Gimel, we'll be learning the whole Simon Shina only once, Ipez Hashem, we'll be discussing the following case. What happens if you've got two neighbors, but they are not on the ground floor with a back garden, rather they are on the top floor, on the penthouses, and they really have it is a bit of a tircha to go from the top floor of, imagine the Twin Towers, the Chayim Livrocha. Yeah, so if you want to, you go in the Twin Tower, you go all the way down, and then afterwards you go to the next one, and you go all the way up. So really much more practical, of course, is to have a bridge across. So it is very similar to that, indeed, that we're discussing, and it's really, you occasionally do see it in London, central London. Is there such a thing? There is indeed. Where? Over the, you don't have to go all the way down. No, where's that? Excuse my ignorance. For me, anything which is beyond Mowbray Road, they're like Marlborough, like anything beyond.
You go north down the A41, and before the roundabout that goes takes you down to Elstree.
Yes.
Instead of going down that roundabout takes you down to Elstree, you go left.
Yep.
Spur Road.
Okay, towards the Shawn, kind of.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And on Spur Road, you've got a bridge that goes.
Oh, yes. Yes, I know what you mean. Perfect. That's it. Spot on, that's exactly it. Okay, so if you've got that kind of... So now the question is, it's balconies, really, balconies, and you want to be able to make an Erev Chatzeres between... So two balconies, or rather an enlarged kind of bridge, and you want to be able to carry from one to the other. Here again, the concept is the same, that you have got a problem, really, that you cannot carry from one Rishus Yochid to the other Rishus Yochid, belonging to different people, unless you make an Erev Chatzeres. But here again, you can only make an Erev Chatzeres if you've got a Pesach in between. Is this considered a Pesach? Yes or no? See picture one. See picture one and see picture one again, the one underneath that. Would that work? Would that work? Would it not work? Can you carry across? Can you make an Erev Chatzeres or not? That's really interesting. Pretty interesting. Yes, that could be potentially relevant for hotels, for hospitals. What's the halacha there? So let us see Sif Aleph, which tells us the following. So din shtei gzus toys b'shtalis. Shtei gzus toys. If you have got two gzus toys, perish, the meaning of this word gzus toys means nesorim boiltim isfastik asali nesorim. You've got a plank of wood, boltim will stick out, misfas from the edge, tikas or aliyah from the roof, loshes the rabbim into the public domain. Haboitois, which stick out, mitshtei aliyois from two penthouses, from two top floors. Zukenegitzu, one opposite the other. Venosan beineyem neser rochav arbo. And you've got two balconies, really. Look at the picture on top of you. You've got one balcony on the right side, one balcony on the left side. And he wants to carry across, and in order to do that, he put a plank of wood in between. Yep. Now, it is foot for him wide, so it would be at least that wide, foot for him. Otherwise, it wouldn't work. So it's talking about four tefachim wide. Hariu ke Pesach u'me'arvin yachad. This, yes, it is considered a Pesach. Yes, it is. And consequently, you may make an Eruv together. It doesn't work. So look at the top picture. You can see how this balcony on the right, balcony on the left. I'm not sure about these markers on the side of it. I'm not so convinced about them. What's your opinions on them? Do you know a marker? You need to have a marker. A fence around the balcony if it's a bit... Not so convinced they're so great. Well, don't leave your toddler there. That's for sure. That's for sure. But, I'm really not sure about this marker here. I'm really not sure. Exactly. I'm not so sure about that. Anyway, so... and you put this plank of wood over there, which is 4 tefachim wide. That's considered a Pesach. So that is the equivalent of the ladder, gentlemen. It's the equivalent of the door, which allows you and enables you to make an Erev Chatzeres between both houses, both flats. What do you think about it being affixed? Does it need to be strong or does it not need to be solidly affixed, attached? Should be, indeed. Absolutely, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot, precisely what you're pointing out. Beinon sheyikva hanesa, you must ensure that it is firmly attached. Bemismorim with nails, shelo yuchal litloy beShabbos, it cannot be removed on Shabbos. Yes. So it is. Is this considered a Pesach, and therefore it's okay to carry that?
Like with a wall or with a
Chorot. Yeah. Very good. I really like your point. What you're pointing out is as follows, that we saw you can make a Pesach door between two back chatzeros, and that being a ladder or a door or something like that, which allows you to access both. So what you're pointing out very correctly is that this of here is a little bit different, really. It is an element of a chiddush here, because when you've got two chatzeres in the back garden, and you've got this ladder on the door, so far you can access one from another. Very good. Here, what you're actually doing, this Pesach over here, you've got one side of the road, one on the other side of the road, balconies, and you know, put this plank of wood. That's a new area altogether. So it's not really comparable to the ladder, which is literally just filling just going across. It's just like the ladder over the wall. Here, there's a new area which is established, a new area. It's like a whole new plank of wood. Is that really the same than a door? Or perhaps a bit different? So the chiddush is indeed, you're right, that yes, you can even make a Pesach. It doesn't have to be just a door, but a Pesach can be also, a good Pesach is also, as long as you can access both, it's considered a Pesach. And the truth is, the svar behind it is also very understood, because the whole idea of a Pesach is the whole idea of why do we need a Pesach? Why indeed do we need a Pesach between both chatzeros in order to make an Erev Chatzeros? Why do we need a door? Why? Exactly, to show a connection. How can you make an Erev Chatzeros? The whole idea of Erev is to make one. So the whole idea of a door is that, you know, we are sort of connected. So it doesn't matter if it's a plank of wood, making a new, it's fine. It's also, it's creating a connection. Now, if they're less than 4 tefachim between them, then it will be fine as well. So if they are really close, then if they're really, really close, a really narrow road, and it's less than 10 dalat tefachim, then you don't even need a plank of wood in between, because you just step across. Now, if they wished, if they wish, they can make an Eruv independent as well. But they may also, and they can also, make an Eruv together. Okay. What happens if they are not next to each other, opposite each other? Loi zu kenegidzu, they're not opposite each other. Elo, sh'achas, meshucha lemizach. One is far more to the east, v'achas lemarav, and one more to the west, then einam yicholim le'orev yachad, then they cannot make an Eruv together. Now, unfortunately, our editions do not have a picture of this, but I believe Yeah. One minute, I'm just trying to find to locate a 1 minute a picture. Ishmael Gimel.
Page 25
yesterday, didn't you? Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, I think you may be right, but oh, here it is. Yeah. So now, what we it is in this edition? Can I just show it? Yeah. So what it is, I'm saying there's a picture over here, and I'm going to try to explain it, or perhaps trying to just pass it on, perhaps, but or perhaps can I just describe it? Top one on the right. Yeah, that's right. Why is it so? So in other words, they're not parallel to each other. If this is one balcony and this is the other balcony, it's like this, or like this. So one is thus, and therefore, what you need to Pesach needs to be very slanty.
Right.
Yeah.
No, different height.
Yeah, so this is slightly different. You're right. This is a different case already. Next case. So we have two different cases. One case is the one I just described. One is far more like this, and the other diagonal. And the other case is that they are different heights. Either way, they're not right parallel to each other. Parallel works beautifully and it's fine. So two cases is either like this or like that. So the halacha is, if they're not parallel, it's diagonal. You cannot make an eruv together. And similarly, if the other one is higher than the other. Loi choshev Pesach. It is not considered a Pesach at all. It's not practical and it's not easy to go across. Why not? Oh. Why not? Very good. Good question. Ms. Benin asks, why is it? What's the. I don't know if I'm going to answer your question. But I'm going to attempt to answer your very good question. If Kotten Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkotten tests, really, the second point is the main answer. If you look at Sifkotten tests, three lines from the bottom by the little Chesn Shatzin, it says, Figam, Livisha Eina Gesha, second line from the bottom. Sheina Gesha Yosho, since it is not straight, it is either slanty or going up and down. Hello, Belachsuno, imit, Misyare Odom Lavoi Boy. People tend to avoid bridges which are slanty. And certainly people tend to avoid bridges which are crooked. It's not very safe. And once you pass your third birthday, you try to avoid those that go like this, right? So your fifth birthday, when you really get excited, you zoom down with the scooter. So it's not, to answer your question, why is it that it's not a good Pesach? The answer is, it's not a good Pesach because the Pesach needs to be practical for a normal person to go across. Like a ladder is, it's practical, people go on ladders. But if it's very slanty or it's like this, then it becomes not so accessible, it's not a good Pesach, and therefore it's not a good Erev Chatzeres. It's not a good Pesach.
I'm assuming that all of this is where it's just a Neser, but if it had walls and a roof.
Probably. Could very well be, yeah. That's a good point. V'hana milik shivu choko zu mizu shloshet fachim. This is, if it's more than three fachim, we'll have an imein. Have an imein toch shloshet zu lezu. But if it's very slanty and yet, it's only three tefachim away from one another. Perem berichuk ben begoiva, whether it's in height or in distance. Choshev, shapir, kepesach. It's considered a good Pesach and it's acceptable. And it's considered a good Pesach and you can make an Erev Chatzeres. Rabbi said, to summarize what we learned this evening. We learned this evening a very important yesod indeed. We learned that yes, an Erev Chatzeres can be done with your neighbor, not just if he's on the same ground, but also even if he's on top ground, your penthouse, in your Manhattan top floor of the New York, what?
Central Park.
The Central Park, that's right. And you want to, in London, do we have these kinds of?
Regent's Park.
Regent's Park area? Okay, so if you're on your neck, you want to, like, across, so you can make it, you might make an Erech Chatzeres with him, with your opposite, you can. The way you're going to do it is you're going to make a plank of wood across, and you're going to, if the plank of wood is more than 4 tefachim wide, you can consider the Pesach, and you can therefore make an Erech Chatzeres. However, if it is not right opposite, if it's slightly slanty or crooked, then it's not easy to access, easy to walk on, and therefore it's not a good Erev Chatzeros. It's not a good Pesach at all. However, even if it's very slanty or very crooked, if it's within 3 tefachim from one another, so really, really close, he'll be fine. Fine, these are the halachos for this evening, and I wish you a very, very good Shabbos.